For Little Friends, The Sabbath Day by Corliss Clayton. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. This is a wordless story for you to tell. The first picture shows a young girl combing her hair getting ready for church. The second picture shows a family sitting together taking the sacrament very reverently. The third picture shows the family having their Sunday dinner, saying the prayer, thanking our Father in heaven for the food. The fourth picture shows the young girl, earlier, reading the Friend magazine. Picture number five shows the family writing letters to missionaries, and the young girl is painting a picture, doing activities that are conducive to the Sabbath. The sixth picture shows the family visiting their grandparents. The seventh picture shows the young girl before going to bed, saying her prayers. And the final picture shows the young girl lying in bed, very contented that she has kept the Sabbath day holy. Fossil Mud Pie by Kim Howie. The following are the ingredients for the Fossil Mud Pie: 24 cream-filled chocolate cookies, 3 tablespoons butter or margarine melted, 1 pint chocolate ice cream, and 14 candy dinosaurs. Instructions: 1. Put the cookies into a plastic bag and crush them with a rolling pin. 2. In a bowl, combine 3/4 of the cookie crumbs with the butter. Place the mixture in a greased 9-inch, 23-centimeter pie pan. With clean hands, press the mixture against the bottom and sides of the pan to form a crust. Freeze it for 20 minutes. 3. Soften the ice cream by putting it in a bowl and stirring it with a large spoon. Mix in 6 candy dinosaurs. Carefully spread the ice cream over the frozen crust. 4. Sprinkle the remaining cookie crumbs on the ice cream. Freeze for at least an hour. Top each serving with a candy dinosaur. Good Books for Little Friends. This is The Farmer by Nancy Tafuri. In A Chain of Events is in the house that Jack built, but without all the repetition. An ordinary farmer who has an ordinary wife goes to milk the cow. Simple and delightful. What Joe Saw by Anna Grossnickel Hines. Joe's class was going to feed the ducks at the park. Joe was last in line. He saw all that the other children saw, and much more, illustrated with lovely close-up pictures of all the things that Joe saw. Darcy and Gran Don't Like Babies by Jane Cutler. Darcy didn't like her baby brother's looks or his smell. No one seemed to understand until Gran came. They did things together and talked a lot about babies, and Darcy started to feel better. Diamonds and Toads, retold by Ellen Schechter. This classic fairy story about good rewarded and bad punished is well told and beautifully illustrated. Dad and Me in the Morning by Patricia Lacken. This is a gentle story with glorious art about a boy who just happens to be deaf and his father going to the beach to see the sunrise. You're a Great Catch by Julie Wardell. To make a fun gift card for your dad or someone else, you will need the fish on this page. You'll probably need help with this. Glue, heavy paper, scissors, a hole punch, a pen, a ruler, a piece of yarn or string 10 inches, 25 centimeters long, a sturdy stick 15 inches, 38 centimeters long, and tape. On the bottom of the page, you'll see a picture of a fish that says, "You're a Great Catch." And that's on the top of the fish. And below that, it says, "Love," where there's room enough to put, first of all, underneath, "You're a Great Catch," the name of the person, and "Love" from yourself. 1. Cut out the fish on this page. Glue it onto heavy paper and cut it out again. Punch a hole in its mouth. 2. After the greeting on the first blank line, print "Dad" or the name of whomever the gift is for. Then sign your name on the second blank line. 3. Thread one end of the yarn or string through the punched hole in the fish and tie it to the fish. Take the other end of the yarn or string and tie it near the end of the stick. Secure it with tape. End of For Little Friends. Verse